Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, Hosisa Shem Hashav. What does that teach me? So Rashi explains that first of all, it's an Azhara not to speak Lashon Hara. But also, it's an Azhara for a Dayan. It's an Azhara for a Dayan. Shelo Yishma Divrei Baldin Achiyova Baldin Chaver. But the Dayan should not listen to the story of one Baldin before the other Baldin is present as well. You should wait till both Baldin are there, and then you should listen to the stories of each one. What's the reason? Why can't the Dayan listen to one Baldin without the other? So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos writes, Kedei Shelo Tikonis Lenafsho Tzuras Hadvorim En Yosho Lahem Velo Amitus. So that the story of the first Baldin will not enter into the ears and into the heart of the Dayan. Even if there's no truth, there's no merit to that story, the story shouldn't enter into his heart, and then he'll be convinced of the truth of the story of the first Baldin, and he won't be able to hear the other side. He won't be able to judge impartially because he'll be so convinced by the first Baldin. He's a good storyteller. So how else could it be? Well, the second Baldin will come. The Dayan is not going to be able to judge impartially, really to see objectively where the truth lies. The Gemara in Sotan, Daf Chaf Aleph from the day says, Hechi domi Rasha Orim. What's a case? What kind of a person is a Rasha Orim? A clever, a cunning Rasha. Zehamatim Dvarav L'dayan Kodim Shiyavu Baldin Chaver. This is a person who's Matim Dvarav, who tells a story to the Dayan before his fellow Baldin is there. He's Matin. He gives a time. He gives a good taste and a good flavor. He's a good storyteller. He tells his story to the Dayan, and he convinces the Dayan of his version of the events before the other Baldin is there. Why is he called a Rasha Orem, a clever Rasha? Says Rashi, Mishenikba belibo dvar shel zeh koshim lesalko. Because once the words of the first Baldin are nikfa, once they're established in the heart of the Dayan, he's not going to be able to see the other side. He won't evaluate objectively what the real story was. First impressions are very powerful. So it's going to be too difficult for the Dayan to think objectively once the first Baldin tells his story. If the second Baldin is present, so he can contradict, he can jump up, he can give the impression that maybe the first story is not as clear as it seems. So he'll be able to protect himself. That's why the Dayan is not allowed to listen to the story of the first Baldin without the second Baldin being there. Because what a person hears the first time makes an impression on him. And it's hard to wipe that away. The Chaim Shmulevitz explains that this perhaps is the deeper meaning behind the Gemara in Erevin and Daf Yud Gimel on the base. The Gemara says that when there's an Achogas B'Shava Beis Hillel, we always paskin like Beis Hillel. Why? Because Nochin V'Aluvin, because Beis Hillel were very pleasant, they were humble, and they used to learn the words of Beis Shammai together with their own words. And they would even be makdim the words of Beis Shammai to their own words. They would analyze the words of Beis Shammai. And they mention Beis Shammai's words first. So therefore, we always pass them like that. At first glance, you think, well, the Gemara is saying that because of the anova of Beis Hillel, the schar is that we always pass like that. The Chaim Shmulevitz wants to suggest that maybe there's another idea. That what the Gemara is saying is that Beis Hillel always learned the words of Beis Shammai together with their own Shita. They didn't convince themselves of their own Shita. They were objective. They listened to Beis Shammai and they analyzed back and forth who's right. So we're sure Beis Hillel came to the truth. They must have come to the truth because if they disagreed with Beis Shammai, after analyzing the words of Beis Shammai, they must have come to that from an objective perspective. They were honest with themselves. And if a person is honest with himself, then he can get to the truth. You know, we find this idea that once a person accepts a certain approach, it's hard to change. This idea is true not only in Dine Torah, not only in Psak Halacha, but in life as well. But very often, a person has a certain approach, and he can't admit his mistakes. He can't think about it. He can't see it in a different way. In Sefer Yoshua, it says, Yoshua gave a curse that whoever rebuilds the city Yericho will bury his children. He'll bury the oldest one when he lays the foundation of the city. And when he puts in the door, when he finishes the job, then he'll bury his youngest child. The Novi in Sefer Melachim Aleph in Perek Tzayin says that there was someone who did it. In the time of Achav, B'yom of Bon Achil Beis HaEli Yericho, Ba'avirim b'choro yisko v'skuv tzi'iro hitziv d'laseha k'dvar Hashem ha'shadibe b'yad Yoshua b'mud. But the Schil Beis Ha'eli rebuilt Yericho, and Yitaka buried all of his children. His oldest son died when he started, when he laid the foundation of the city, and his youngest son died when he put in the doors of the city, just exactly the way Yoshua had said. Choritzapel, Chil Beis Ha'eli, Stamming, who's a smart person, he sees what's happening. He sees his children are dying left and right. So why does he continue doing it? He knew of the curse. Why do you continue doing it? Because it's so hard to admit one's mistakes. Once a person is convinced that his approach is correct, you can't admit that you're wrong. People start to rationalize, oh, it must have happened for other reasons, not because of the curse. It's so hard to admit one's mistakes, because once a person is convinced, once a person hears their approach, once you hear the story, once you live based on your approach, it's so hard to change. That's one of the messages of this week's parasha. L'osis Hashem Ashof. It's so important that we be honest with ourselves. We develop the ability to look for the emes and to be willing to listen to the other side, to listen to someone else. How do we do that? One of the ways is by connecting to Rebbe and connecting to mentors who can teach us how to distinguish not just between obvious emes and sheker, but between the nuances of emes and sheker. Then hopefully the siyata d'shmaya, we have the proper attitude, we'll have the siyata d'shmaya to be zocher, to see the emes, to follow in the path of emes, to live our lives in a proper way. Shabbos.